It's all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mizzou is closer than you think. Shop the Mizzou store for your official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. Save 25% off on black and gold Fridays before every home football game. So shop the Mizzou store, located in the Chesterfield Valley, for the largest selection of gear and gifts at the official store of the University of Missouri. For Mizzou, by Mizzou. M-I-Z, you know the rest.
Is it? Can you use your truck voice for a football thing? I guess you can.
Hey, man, your mic's on.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, your microphone's on.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you something, folks. Before we went on the air, I asked young Peon, is it Zella Mae Cox or Zelda? He says it's Zelda.
Zella. That's what I Googled.
It's Zella. Googles. Check it again.
All right.
I was right. Zella Mae Cox. I was right, and I allowed a young upstart to change what I said on the air.
An upstart.
Because I assumed.
I always thought it was Zelda Mae, too.
According,
here's the STL Today article. Zella Mae.
Zella Mae. Apologize to everybody.
I am sorry.
For making me look stupid. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you all except Peon have been waiting for. Because I won't be here tomorrow. And tomorrow night's Halloween. You can go ahead and kick it off because I think it starts with some creepy noise or something.
It sure does.
You only hear it here. Nowhere else. Pumpkinhead Harvey. I'm scared already.
Hi, kids.
Hi.
It's Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Good day.
He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine.
Sends a shiver up my spine, I'll tell you that.
Look in the sky. It's a big yellow moon. Halloween time is coming soon. It's the season of the goblins and the witches on brooms.
And Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh, yeah. From the cold, dark ground, Pumpkinhead resurrects. He's grouchy and scary and hungry as heck. You better check the bushes by the neighbor's doorstep and watch out
for Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Come on, everybody. Come on, kids. You know this. Once a year, you know.
He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. He's got fire in his eyes and sharp, jagged teeth. And kids, do you know what he likes to eat? They say his favorite thing is children who trick or treat.
Says Pumpkinhead Harvey.
I heard a story once, not to cause you no fear, but old Pumpkinhead snapped at a kid who got too near, and it turned him bright orange from his toes to his ears.
It's the curse of Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Now the chorus, yeah.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead.
How can you not like this?
Come on. He sends a shiver right up your spine. Well, he likes kids dressed in funny old hats. Pirates and cowboys and black cape bats. White sheety ghosts and dragons.
What? You say sheety?
No, I don't think so.
You can't hide from Pumpkinhead Harvey.
No way.
Ones who wear fake noses and goblin gowns with big waxy teeth that stick way out.
Monkey suits, army boots, and Baskerville hounds. He loves them all, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh, yes!
Yeah. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Good day.
He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. So if you gotta go out trick-or-treating tonight, don't get too close,
no,
or he'll take a bite.
Oh, no.
Remember, he's got a big
appetite,
and he's waiting out there for you.
Oh, yes.
But hey, don't worry if you keep your mouth shut tight. I'll tell you a secret that'll save your life. It's only kids who eat candy that he likes.
Uh-oh. All the ones who don't go free. Don't eat any candy, kids.
That's right.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right to your spine.
Here comes the irritating kid.
Yeah. I dare you.
What are you doing?
You taste so sweet after you eat candy. Come on, I dare you. Come over here. Come here. I dare you to eat some candy.
Hey, Daddy. Where does Pumpkinhead go when Halloween passes by? Does he just disappear? Does he die?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no, Junior.
Have another piece of pumpkin pie. Forget about Pumpkinhead Harvey,
and let's go squirrel hunting.
Easier said than done.
There it is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You asked for it. You got it.
Does he disappear?
Yeah. Does he just disappear? Does he go away? Does he disappear?
Speech impediment.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it was
you making fun of kids with speech impediment?
No.
Sounded to me like you were.
No.
You laughed when you said speech impediment. That was Dennis Morgan, who's probably 90 years old by now. Pumpkinhead Harvey from a long, long time ago. And that, folks, is the only time you'll hear. We used to, remember we played it like 6 or 8 times before
Halloween?
Yes,
I do.
Until Peon put a stop to it and acted like we couldn't find it one year. The machine was broken or whatever you could come up with. So that is Pumpkinhead Harvey. We got people on hold, I see. Kyle's been on hold forever. Hello, Kyle. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I appreciate it. I was wanting to be a contestant for your talent show.
Well, my goodness, our first contestant of the day, and welcome to the call. That's what we call. We don't have theme music, do we, for our talent show?
I do.
Show.
We do.
Let me see. Let me
hang
get
on.
Here.
We got to get the call theme music, Kyle. It's not really a talent competition.
Yeah, it really wouldn't be a contest.
No, no, it wouldn't. It wouldn't even count, no matter how good you were. So we're waiting patiently for... Dan, remember how fast Abuse Boy used to be?
Oh, he was
lightning
fast.
Boom, right there.
How embarrassing.
This has to be... Kyle, I agree. This has to be so embarrassing.
I don't know what happened to it. I haven't used it in a long time.
Yeah, we haven't used it in a while.
Just go on with the contest. Maybe we'll have it for another contest.
This is the call.
Here it is. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Wait, hang on here.
This is the call.
Welcome to The Call, the greatest talent show on radio. Our first contestant today is Kyle. Kyle, what part of town do you live in?
Oh, I live in Northeast Missouri.
Northeast Missouri. Where about? Give me a town.
Shelbina.
Shelbina. Never heard of it. It can't be very big.
Between Hannibal and Macon.
Shelbina, Missouri. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
Wow, this is a new one on us. What do you do, Kyle?
Oh, I am employed with the state. I'm on my drive home.
He's embarrassed.
What's the biggest attraction in Shelbina?
Oh, there is just tons of attractions. A lot of deer hunting this time of the year.
That sure is an attraction.
Yeah.
That's great. About it? That's all you got, great. Deer hunting?
Oh, there's all kinds of great schools and great places to work and live.
Translation, nothing.
Hey.
Where's the closest?
Sorry. Talking to a proud resident here. I have to be careful. Are you married or divorced, hetero, homo? What's the deal?
Married with 3 children.
All right, good for you. And what is your talent?
Well, I've got two talents for you today. I'm going to sing a song for you that was perfected by my daughter. Then I also have a joke for you. I'll tell you when to load up in a moment. My song, it has to do with the World Series and at the end of the game. And basically, it kind of goes like this.
Okay.
When you're sliding in the first and your pants about to burst, diarrhea. Diarrhea. When you're sliding in the third and you feel a great big turd, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
We'll edit that out.
When you're sliding into home and your pants are full of foam, diarrhea. Diarrhea. There you go.
I believe that's from the movie Parenthood with Steve Martin. Is that right?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. And now your joke. Can I load it?
Load it, please.
All right. No, wait, hold on. You know what?
We don't normally
Peon's
shoot
right.
people.
No, Peon's right. I'm confusing regular programming with the contest. We don't shoot on the contest or cut you off because this is part of your talent. You get to tell the whole joke. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm very pleased about that. So the commercial for R&R Sanitation, I guess you heard that they were cleaning out a toilet the other day and they found a Native American at the bottom of one and they said, "How long have you been in here?" He said, "Many moons."
Oh.
All right.
I get it.
Yeah, well, I get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
Kyle? Kyle, we're going to have a conference, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already given up. What kind of attitude is that? It's like you've given up.
It's like he knows what's coming.
You assume we're not going to need your phone number. Hang on, let us talk, okay? Well, I know somebody came in and did that song. All right, we don't need your number.
Oh, man.
Listen, say hi.
Hey, thanks for the contest.
Say hi to everybody in Shell Bina and make sure everybody there's AM and the PM, okay?
Will.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. There goes Kyle from Shell Bina, Missouri. I never heard of it. I thought I'd heard it all. You know, there's a Japan, Missouri.
Yes, I have heard.
And the Paris.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Steve. Steve, how are you?
I'm fine.
Are you here for the contest?
No. This is Steve Davis, your Elvis friend.
No, hello, Steve. How's it going?
I was going to share with you a Slim and Zella May story that Slim told me personally.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, years ago, in 1955, believe it or not, Slim and Zella May were the opening act for the real Elvis Presley.
I did know that.
They were at the Poplar Bluff National Guard Armory in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and actually Slim and Zella May were part of the promotion. I don't know if that was written about or told, but the strange story was that they were the opening act, and the middle act was Elvis, Scotty Moore, and Bill Black. And the headliner was a fellow from Advance, Missouri, by the name of Oney Wheeler.
Yeah, and by the way, we might mention, Elvis at that time, to a lot of people, was Elvis who?
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
And the reason Slim was able to find this young upstart was because he and Zella May were playing the Sunday morning show at the Ryman Auditorium as a part of what's called the Grand Old Gospel Show. Mm-hmm. And Elvis evidently was quite close to a number of those players that played on that show. And they thought, well, we'll give this youngster a start in this Poplar Bluff National Guard Armory. And at that time, Elvis had not signed with RCA Records, but there was a number of people in the area that had heard of him. In any event, Oney Wheeler was from Advance, and he went down to Cape Girardeau and bought him a brand-new Cadillac car. And he very arrogantly, I guess, parked it in front of the armory as the headliner, and the kids that showed up mistook that car for Elvis's.
Mm.
And according to Slim, the kids at the conclusion of the Elvis set, they had to take an intermission before Oney came out. They rushed that car and stripped it of the door handles and the valve stem covers and the antenna and everything. And under the they thought that would naturally have been Elvis's car, but it wasn't. Elvis and Scotty Moore and Bill Black drove up in Scotty's Chevrolet car, which was parked at a further out on the parking lot. So a little interesting story.
I wish you knew more about Elvis and his past.
You know, Slim and Zella May opened for me. I was very honored that they agreed to do that show with me. I played at a little theater in Roxana, Illinois, about 9 or 10 years ago, and they opened my show, and I noticed something interesting about Slim. I had a position in the wings watching him play the piano, and I noticed that he only played on the black keys. And I even asked him that during sound check. I walked up, I said, "Slim, how come you only play on the black keys?" He said that when he grew up in Paragould, Arkansas, he learned on a piano that had trouble with the damper choke on the regular white keys, and only the black keys on the old piano in their house played.
I think, Peon, we're all familiar with the damper choke.
Sure. Damper choke.
Oh, yeah.
We're very, very familiar with that. Well, I'll tell you something else, Steve. I went today and I watched the interview with a friend of his, was on YouTube, of Slim on his 85th birthday in 2012. And he talked about how he just lost 90 pounds, and then a few months later he died. So what that tells me is, don't lose weight.
Right.
Yeah. He lost 90 pounds and he died.
What the heck?
Yeah.
He was fine. He turned 85. He'd made it all that way.
Right.
But then that last year, he decides to lose 90 pounds. Boom, drops dead. Maybe could have been 90 if he hadn't lost that weight.
Well, and that's a testament to healthy heaviness.
A testament to the why Cracker Barrel should always be with us. So, Steve, always a pleasure.
Well, I just thought I'd pass that along. He was a cherished friend and
a decent human being.
He was. He really was, Frank. I got to tell you what, thanks for the time. I sure love you guys.
Now, we love you, not in a sexual way. Thank you, Steve. All right. And now joining us, another Steve. These are our two favorite Steves, Steve Davis, a.k.a. Elvis, and Steve the Conductor. Steve, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great, Steve.
Okay.
Can we have Steve? Can I have Steve say? Steve say, "I'm a mummy." Can you say that?
You go, "I'm a mummy."
No, Steve, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to embellish. You just use your natural voice and just say, "I'm a mummy."
I'm a mummy.
That's it.
That's it.
There it is. There you go, Peon. Your favorite song. What's going on, Steve?
Okay. First, I must proclaim that I am Alpha Mike and the Papa Mike.
Okay. Hallelujah. Always does that.
Okay. Now I introduce to you the Poetry Corner.
Oh, he has a poem.
In honor of Halloween,
yeah.
I have a poem.
All right.
I didn't write this, of course, but...
Well, you say, of course, you could have written it. I mean, you act like you're not capable. I think you probably could have written a poem.
I probably could, but I didn't write.
But you're an honest man. You're not taking credit for something you didn't do. What's the name of the poem, Steve?
The Ghost of a Model T.
All right. I think we're all ready, aren't we? Now, sure. is this another entry into the contest, or are you just doing this? It is. Okay. Very clear. This
the
is
Ghost
another...
of a Model T.
Mm-hmm.
"You're a what?" asked the common banshee. And the otter replied with a graceful glide, "Why, I'm the ghost of a tea." "The ghost of a tea?" said the old-time spook. "That's a brand new one on me. I've never supposed a car had a ghost. But then again, you're a Ford Model T."
That's it?
Well, yeah, Dan.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
What's the matter with you?
It's an obvious ending, Dan.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
And so ends the Poetry Corner.
That was
well,
good, Steve.
Well, Steve, you now have two or three entries into the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how to get a hold of you in case you win.
Yeah.
We know
that
how to get
correct.
A hold of you.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, Steve, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Always a pleasure talking to you.
Right.
My dear friend.
Thank you for making Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra what they are today.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Steve the Conductor, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He deserves a round of applause for what he's done with that orchestra.
And Josh, that's on the phone right now, is he's on the show before us.
He is?
Yeah, on Steve Cochran's show.
What does
Steve
he want?
No.
What does he want?
Oh, it's John Carney.
He wanted
to talk. He wants to call in as a regular caller.
Oh, my goodness. This is great.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Because being on the other end, you're like, what's it like to be a caller? Let's let him find out. Josh, how are you?
Good, Frank.
And what can we do for you?
I just wanted to tell you, that Pumpkin-Headed Harvey song,
well,
it's not
Pumpkin-Headed Harvey. It's Pumpkin-Head Harvey. You've never
Whatever.
Heard it? You've never heard it?
No, it's terrible. You should play that mummy song again.
Oh, my goodness.
Josh, this is not for you, Josh. This is for children. It's for little children. We're not selfish enough to do it for ourselves. It's for little kids.
The mummy song is good for kids, too.
I agree.
Kids and Peon.
I agree, Josh. I'm with you.
Well, you don't have a problem.
We play both.
I'm all for the Mummy song.
Have you? No, seriously, you never heard Pumpkinhead Harvey?
No, I hear it every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just, you're sick of it. You don't hear it anymore. Not a fan of it. Just,
yeah. Well, the Mummy song needs some love.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we appreciate all feedback.
Oh, and I'm AM in the PM.
Well, there you go. That's what we wanted to hear.
Don't
Josh,
eat any candy, Josh.
Did Josh, Josh hang up on us?
Oh, he did. Yeah,
he hung up on us. How rude.
He said he was AM in the PM and hung up.
Wow. You know, like so many, he wants so desperately to be part of this show.
Yeah.
Can you blame him?
Well.
Stuck in other shows, wanting to be here. Wow, how frustrating that must be. Let's talk to Paul before we break. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hey, I'm AM in the PM. That's how I am.
Oh my goodness! I think he's supposed
no,
to
no,
this
I know,
be
no,
Paul
I know,
Rubens.
I know what this is. It's supposed to be Pee Wee Herman, yeah. Paul Rubens.
Hi,
Pee-wee.
Paul.
Is this your talent for the contest?
Well, yeah, I guess I don't have really have a talent, but I'm just calling into your show. I think it's funny.
It's Pee Wee the Frog.
No,
Kermit the Herman.
Not Kermit.
So this is your talent right here for the competition. What you're doing?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a quick conference. It won't take long.
Oh my God.
I've heard a lot of. Okay, we don't need your number.
Yeah. I'm not talking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We won't need your phone number, Pee-wee.
Okay.
Say hi to Cherry for me.
Yeah. Thank you, Pee-wee.
Hi, Paul. Magic screen.
Goodbye.
You know, my wife this morning saw on TV where they are releasing a new digital whatever version of the old Pee-wee's Playhouse. She's going to buy the whole set.
I have them on. Not remastered, but had them when they originally released them. I have every
episode. She's going to buy it for our second son because my second son is now a dad, and my second son absolutely loved Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, I did too.
He went crazy. He did that stupid little dance that Pee-wee Herman did. He there, ha ha. And so what a great idea. I hate it when my wife has a good idea. I hate giving her credit for anything, but she said this morning, we're going to get that whole set, give it to him, so he can sit with his son, our grandson now, and watch Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, yeah. My son will not be watching any of the modern-day cartoons.
You know what? For anybody who goes, well, I will not let my child watch that. I know what he did. You know, really, what he did, I can't believe sometimes what happens to people over harmless things that don't hurt anybody, that they're completely blacklisted. You know, this guy didn't work for who knows how long because he pleasured himself. Raise your hand if you're a man and you've never done that. Now, granted, he did it in an adult theater, like every other guy in there was doing, probably. But the Playhouse itself was a very creative show.
Oh,
very
so
colorful,
good.
Very well produced, well shot.
And
well
Phil Hartman was on it. And,
it was terrific. It was so ridiculous and stupid. It was, and speaking of that,
who was Cowboy Curtis? Who
was? Oh, I never
Lawrence
watched
Fishburne.
All
Lawrence
I know is Fishburne, what Pee Wee mentioned. Right. I remember Cherry was the chair. That's really about all I remember.
Cherry and Terry Pterodactyl.
See, Pee-wee. I don't know anything about
Globy.
Yeah, Globy.
Pee Wee, you're spinning me too fast.
But you know what? Here, think about this. Some people in Hollywood and show business get away with, I mean, sometimes murder, or close to it, and they're still embraced by Hollywood. And other people make one misstep, and the same thing happens in politics. Let me give you an example. You remember who Gary Hart was? Gary Hart was a formidable candidate about 1988 for the presidential race. And somebody does a story that he's a womanizer, and he denies it. And he made the mistake of saying, follow me around. You remember this? Follow me around if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Just follow me around. Well, they did. And they got a picture of Donna Rice on his lap on a boat, I believe, called the Monkey Business down in Bimini.
Yes.
And he lied and said he didn't know who she was. He said, this gal sits in my lap, wants a quick photo. What am I supposed to do? He says, dump her out of my lap. Then it comes out that there were people at the marina or wherever who said, no, she spent the night on the boat with him. He still denied it. Now, he wasn't even allowed to run. His career was over in politics. Yet, the president of the United States gets a BJ in the Oval Office and lies to the public about it and other women he's had. And to this day, the country loves him.
Yeah.
How does this work? How does it work? How does it work that one guy, all we really have on him is a picture of a girl in his lap? The rest is obvious, but we don't have any proof. And boom, he's out. Can't even run. Yet the other guy is loved. I mean, now more than ever. They're sending Bill Clinton right now all over the country to try to fix the damage to the Democratic Party done by President Obama. Because there's so many people distancing themselves from him. Who did they bring in? Let's bring in the closer. Let's bring in Bill Clinton. And a lot of times it works because they love him. I like him. I'm not going to get into my political affiliation. I've told you many times I'm totally independent. I don't get being completely Democrat or Republican. I've been in a room with Bill Clinton when he was president.
He has charisma.
You should see how people they're under some kind of spell with this guy. He does have charisma and he relates to people. But my point is, aren't we a weird country?
Yes.
Where we won't tolerate even the slightest misstep from some people, but other people, okay, you get a pass, even though what you did was much worse than what that other guy did. And the same thing happens in Hollywood. There are a lot of people that you realize their careers in Hollywood are dead because they didn't sleep with the right person, because they didn't kiss somebody's butt, because they didn't whatever. And then other people can't handle all the work that gets thrown at them. They just keep working and keep working. They make mistakes. They go to prison. And they're still given another chance, and in many cases, they deserve another chance. But, man, it was a long time before we ever saw or heard anything from Paul Rubens. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
A huge Paul Rubens drought after what happened. But I'm glad they're remastering the stuff, because as a kid's show, and I don't know much about kids' shows, I know who Mr. Rogers was. I didn't get the Muppet thing too much. I don't remember what my kids watched. Honest to goodness, it's like 100 years ago. I know they were into Transformers and what was it? Ultimate something and X something.
X-Men?
Yeah, and the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, the Ninja Turtles were big.
But my kids were before Teletubbies or before. Give me something that's real big the last few years.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah, I don't know what any of that is, but boy, I do remember that Pee-wee's Playhouse and my second son, how he liked that. So for those of you who either were kids or you have kids who just were glued to the Playhouse, they're going to put it out in a completely remastered. How many seasons was it? It was several seasons.
I want to say it was 4 or 5.
Yeah. All right, here's what's coming up. A couple more phone calls. Bill Cleveland. The Playhouse, and the Playhouse will bail early for the joke because it's the single longest joke that I will tell all year. And there won't be a joke this long until we tell it again next year, the great Freddie Freeman joke. First, a word from Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I have not had a vehicle in Schaefer. This is a record for me. I believe I'm approaching the 2-year mark. Thank you.
Yes.
Honestly, I think it's close to 2 years since I've had a vehicle in Schaefer. That is a long time for me. The average, according to those insurance associations that compile these numbers, is in this country every 7 years. The average person has a car in the body shop every 7 years. Our family, the average, the longest we go is maybe 3, and we're at 2 now. So whether you're in there a couple times a year, man, my late father-in-law was never even in a fender bender until I think he was in his 60s, and somebody either bumped him, and it was so minor, and I just remember he goes, oh, my God, there goes my streak. He says, I've never had a tick, never had a ticket, never a dent, nothing. And I said, wow, how do you go that long? But he did. So he's the exception. So whether it's once in your lifetime or once a year, Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There's 7 locations, and whether you're near one or far away from one, it doesn't matter. It's not somewhere you go every week. If you're going in every week, you need to quit driving. So since you don't go that often, have it done right. That's what you want. It's what the insurance company wants, and it's your say. You have every right to tell the insurance company, this vehicle is going to Schaefer because I want it done right and I want great service. And that's exactly what you'll get. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a new crash now. It's on westbound 44 at Watson, where Watson merges into 44, and the left lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up to Big Bend now. On southbound 270, you've got stop-and-go traffic from north of Dorset all the way down to Highway 44, and then it's off the pace between Gravel and 55. Southbound 141, pretty well stacked up from Big Bend down through 44. We're slow again between Highway 30 and Highway 21. On eastbound 40 downtown, you're looking at bumper-to-bumper traffic from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, it's just this rain that's really causing a mess from about Kings Highway through McCausland. 170 out through Ballas, we're slow again, long road to the Boone Bridge. And on westbound 70, running slow from the Blanchett Bridge through Highway 94. This traffic report brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. A stop at Exxon and Mobil gives you energy for all life's journeys, because where you go is who you are. Exxon and Mobil, energy lives here. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
The whole seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Martin Kilcoin here, talking about amazing siding and windows. And I've noticed something funny that's happening. Companies are now bragging about their fiberglass reinforcements inside vinyl frames. Well, either it's fiberglass or it's vinyl. Can't be both. And trying to associate vinyl windows with fiberglass, just the next new scheme trying to convince you homeowners that you're getting a super extra special vinyl window. Still a vinyl window. So you need to do yourself a favor and consider the Infinity from Marvin. It's 100% fiberglass from amazing siding. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. It's the strongest window on the market. Companies right now trying to use the fact that their windows are reinforced with the same material that Marvin is 100% constructed from. Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
A lot of candidates talk a good game about representing your values, but only Ann Wagner actually walks the walk. Only Ann Wagner has voted to cut spending, rein in an out-of-control Obama administration, and protect our families. When it was time to stand against Obamacare, Ann Wagner was there, fighting to return health care decisions back to individuals and families just like you. When budget cuts threatened to shut down production of key military aircraft, Ann Wagner stepped in, fought for and saved those 13,000 local and small business jobs in Missouri. And when she found that 300,000 American children were at risk of being trafficked every year, Ann Wagner stood up and passed a bill, the SAVE Act, that protects women and children from online sex trafficking and puts traffickers in jail. Ann Wagner for Congress, the leader we can trust.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor and how that made you feel knowing you had everything taken care of. You know exactly what strategy to use to claim your Social Security. You understand how and when to withdraw your assets and from what accounts you should withdraw from first. You are 100% confident that you are always going to pay the least amount of money in taxes. The chances are you probably never had that conversation, and there's a high probability that you probably won't. Don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you've done everything right? If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call me, Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. For a complimentary retirement analysis, call 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Decks are very popular in the St. Louis area, and of course, most of them are made of wood. They're always beautiful when built, but something happens to them courtesy of Mother Nature. They get dirty, and they can rot. Unless, of course, you have called David Monahan at Seal-Max Plus. Hi, this is Ron Jacober, and I'm telling you that Seal-Max can help prolong the life of that wood deck or dock or fence and your concrete patio and driveway with an internal sealant that has a 25-year product warranty, which makes Seal-Max Plus stand out among the rest. This is a sealant that goes into the concrete, into the wood, making it stronger and more impervious to moisture. You get the idea, rain, snow, and ice, the enemies of wood and concrete. But Seal-Max Plus can help. I'm suggesting you call David Monahan. He owns a company. He's the one you'll talk to. He will shoot straight with you about what Seal-Max can and can't do. Give him a call, 636-294-6299, or go online and watch the process at sealmaxplus.com. That's Max with two X's, 636-294-6299.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
A stop at Exxon and Mobil gives you energy for all life's journeys. Because where you go is who you are. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yes, that's right. It's time for the outdoor segment, and I know that you are ready for some great outdoor information, and I have it for you. My name is Frank, and I'm the host of the outdoor segment, one of the most requested segments on this station. Start writing with the emails, dear outdoor segment. I hear it's going to be pretty cold Halloween. Is that true? Well, thanks for writing. Yes, it is going to be true. It's going to be so cold. In fact, 28 degrees, they say maybe the coldest Halloween since 1930. It's 84 years.
Well, so that's global
it's
warming
turning
for
cold.
You.
Thank you, global warning. And that concludes the outdoor segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. This deer hunting thing is kind of confusing to a guy like me. And I mentioned deer hunting because if you need anything, Pistols Plus, Pistols Plus, Pistols Plus, including, of course, lots of handguns. That's why it's called Pistols Plus. Archery, a whole department, and a guy who knows everything about it. But listen to this. Deer hunting is broken down, and you really do have to know what you're doing to know if you're legal or not. urban zones, it's October 10th through the 13th, which of course is over, but I mention it because that's an isolated area in time in selected areas. Early youth hunting, November 1st and 2nd, statewide throughout Missouri. November 15th through 25th, statewide, is everybody. Antlerless deer, November 26th to December 7th, in selected areas. You have to know what part of the country on those dates you can shoot antlerless deer. Alternative methods, December 20th through 30th, statewide. I'm assuming that means like black powder or archery or whatever. Late youth. They have youth broken into early youth and late youth. Now, I don't know what those ages are, but you need to know that. That's January 3rd and 4th statewide.
No, I'm guessing the ages stay the same, but they do break
it
up into
early hunting season
groups.
And the late hunting season. Yeah. Okay, I got you. So the early youth season is November 1st and 2nd. Late youth season, 3rd and 4th. And then there are urban zones. Oh, shooting hours, 1/2 hour before sunrise to 1/2 hour after sunset. So they don't want it, like, you know, completely dark. You might have an accident and shoot the wrong thing or even a person. Only antlerless deer can be harvested during the urban zones portion. You may fill out on it. There's a lot to know. There's a lot to know. Pistols Plus has all this information. They have all the stuff you need. They have all the accessories you need. Pistols Plus, I'm telling you, it's like a museum slash best selection ever pistols slash great accessories slash archery slash people behind the counter who actually know what they're talking about. Done a lot of business over lots of years with these people. I highly recommend if you're headed anywhere near Osage Beach, and even if you go just for that, I have someone yesterday who's making a trip to Osage Beach specifically because there's not another store like this anywhere around here. Pistols Plus across from Staples in the heart of Osage Beach. PistolsPlusGuns.net. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring, of course, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Of course, there's the app, STL Taxi. It's a free app, it's a good app, and it's an easy way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone.
How are you, Bill?
Now, where can I get a transcript for that outdoors segment?
Transcripts are available.
I'd like a copy of that. That was pretty good.
You can get them from Mark Christopher during his show.
Really?
Yeah.
Mark Christopher. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll look at it. So every year, I know you'll be gone tomorrow, so I'll do this
on Frank, assignment.
I know folks are tuned in for Halloween and the big joke coming up in the next hour, but I'd like to tell some little kid the Halloween jokes.
Oh, great. These are jokes kids can use.
Now, yeah.
Kid friendly. They can get candy with these jokes. I love these.
And I think, and maybe I'm the only one here, but I think if you don't demand that a kid tell a joke or something before you give a candy, you should probably be deported.
Well, you've forgotten the true meaning of Halloween and how it's supposed to work. Hey, Bruce, get ready for the rim shots. These are going to be funny. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, here we go. We'll start with some this one here. What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman? Frostbite.
A snowman?
Snowman.
Snowman.
A snowman?
Sorry.
Edward Snowman?
Oh. Yeah.
Snowman. Leave me alone. What does a vampire never order at a restaurant?
Bloody Mary?
A steak sandwich.
Oh, see, I get it. Steak through the heart. That's a good one.
Yeah. What do you call a witch in the desert? A sandwich.
These are great.
Maybe space out the sandwich joke.
No, these are good.
What do you call a fat jack-o'-lantern? A plumpkin.
Oh, that's good. Plumpkin. These are good.
For kids, though.
Yeah. Kids, I hope you're writing these down.
What do you call a ghost with a broken leg? A hobbling goblin.
Oh, that's good. That is so good.
Come on, I like that.
Oh, I love them.
Let's see here. Why don't skeletons like parties? They have nobody to dance with.
Nobody. See,
nobody
get it?
Nobody to dance with.
Nobody to dance with.
That's good.
Here, how about what did the mummy say to the detective? Let's wrap this case up.
Oh,
I'm a mummy.
Good.
I'm a mummy.
Steve.
What is the ghoul's favorite flavor? Lemon slime.
Weaker than the others.
Yeah.
A little weak. Let's see here. What's a haunted chicken? A poultry guy.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to do one more because these are.
No, no, do a bunch more.
You think I'll do
more? I've got time.
No, go ahead. Dan has one. Dan has one.
Vampire's favorite sport.
What?
Basketball.
Oh. Basketball. And hey, what's yours? You had one?
I have one. I tried to get my daughter to tell this for years and years, and she never would. A skeleton walks into a bar and says, give me a beer and a mop.
See, kids wouldn't get that.
I know.
Yeah. Now, I don't get that.
Yeah. You're in timeout, Dan. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead,
sorry.
Dan. I think the segment was going so well.
Yeah, it was going really well. It was seamless.
What do Italians eat on Halloween? Fettuccine Alfredo. Come on now.
Alfredo. I get it. That's good. That's good.
What do you call a witch's garbage? Garage. Ah, crap. Sorry. What do you call a witch's garage? A broom closet.
Weak. Weaker than the other. Yeah. See what you did? You gave us such
more.
Good stuff that now.
Yeah, thank you, Ian. I think that's right. One more, and finally.
And finally.
Come on, a little kid telling these. This would be cute.
No, these are good.
Let's see here. Why don't angry witches ride their brooms? They're afraid of flying off the handle.
Oh, that's pretty good. Kids like it.
That's right, kids. They love it.
Thank you. The segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KHRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay.
We don't talk about this a lot, but our studio audience is a separate section where the kids can sit.
Yeah.
And they have special little treats we give them. It's a great
it's like
place
a quiet
to come.
Room.
Oh, yeah. But we're booked up. We're sold out through 2019. For a studio audience, so sorry. We still have tours available if you want to see the Weather Center and the KTRS Traffic Center. Window World, if you go to look out your window tonight, or tomorrow night, rather, and see who's coming down the street, what kind of goblins, you can't see anything, it's all fogged up, maybe you need some new windows. Or tomorrow night will be the first test to see if you need new windows because your existing windows are letting cold air in, and there'll be plenty of cold air out there to get in because it will be in the 20s. In the outlying areas tomorrow night. And possibly, according to two or three meteorologists, the coldest Halloween since 1930 in 84 years. And Dan said it right. Global warming.
Yep.
That further proof that there really is global warming. And if you don't want global warming, this nasty global warming that's causing such cold weather, to screw up your home and increase your energy bills, Window World, the number one selling